welcome to Paint Ed. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, go to pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all you non-members out there, sign up for our free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the Apple Store and Google Play. In today's podcast, we feature an episode from Learn, Do, Grow with Brandon Pierpont of Painter Marketing Pros. In this episode, Brandon focuses on monitoring and building your online reputation to drive more sales and grow your painting business.
Welcome to the second episode of the series Learn, Do, Grow, Marketing for Painters. I'm Brandon Pierpont, founder and owner of Painter Marketing Pros. Very excited for this second episode, running this series in tandem with the PCA. And again, this series is all about giving you painting company owners actionable insights to grow your business. So as always, again, this is month 2 of 8. The series is running from May until December of 2021. Every first Thursday of the month, we're going to drop a relevant episode. This week's episode is focused on your online reputation. The title is How to Take Control of Your Online Reputation and Drive More Sales. And then 2 weeks following each posted episode, there will be a live workshop. Right, so this is really your opportunity in that live workshop. The idea is that you will have watched the episode. If not, it's okay, but you'll get more out of it if you watch the episode prior. You've given thought to how it applies to your specific company. If worksheets or cheat sheets or any kind of workbooks were associated or exercises were associated with the episode, that you tried those exercises, gave it some thought for your company, and then you come to the workshops, which is really meant to be a roundtable style series where we kind of learn from each other, learn from me, and sort of kick around a lot of ideas and ultimately help craft marketing ideas and messages and really walk away with a lot of value. You come to that 2 weeks later. So this second episode is again titled How to Take Control of Your Online Reputation and Drive More Sales. I think we all know that online reputation is critical, more critical now so than it has ever been before. You know, people are always going to look up the painting company unless they know you personally or perhaps they've used you before. Even if they're referred to you, they're always going to look at your reviews, almost always, right? So this is really about how do you get those reviews? How do you get those 5-star reviews? How do you make sure that you're responding to them in a timely fashion without kind of interrupting your business operations? And how do you make that a seamless process that really helps you convert and grow, right? Convert more prospects and grow your business. So this slide is the digital dominance method. So again, this is kind of the bird's eye view of marketing. If you haven't watched episode 1 of the Learn, Do, Grow series, that's really focused on this entire wheel, right? So we kind of touch on almost all of this, not all of it, but almost all of it. It's your 2021 internet marketing plan. It's really the 10,000 foot view of your online marketing plan for a painting company. But in each of the following episodes, I'm really gonna kind of be diving into subsets of this digital dominance method. So we'll be kind of taking deeper dives as we go and kind of exploring this, all these different ways of communicating with prospects, communicating with customers, and growing to be whatever size ultimately you want to become painting company, right? Successful painting company. Reputation management, it's in a few places here. You see review management there on number 3, but it really comes into play in terms of Facebook and Instagram and Yelp and Angie's List and Thumbtack and wherever your business might be listed, where, you know, next door, where people could potentially be leaving reviews for you, it's applicable. So just a couple housekeeping measures. Obviously, this is a video. You know, this is not live, but try to pretend as though it is live, right? Because the more you put into this series and the more dialed in you are, if you're kind of running this and you have Facebook going and you're texting and you're doing a bunch of other activities, you're not really going to walk away with the insight that you could, right? So the series being Learn, Do, Grow, you really want to learn this stuff, then ultimately you want to implement it, whether you implement it, whether you have someone like Painter Marketing Pros help you implement it, and then ultimately you reap the benefit of growing your painting company, right? So turn off your cell phones, turn off your Facebook. And then this is only about a 60-minute episode. It's shorter than the last one. So definitely just try to zone in and kind of treat it as though you were live. So here's a high-level overview of what we're going to cover today. So a lot of you guys are using various tools. You know, there's Nearby Now, there's Pulsum. There are a bunch of different kind of review software out there, which is great. But you can have all the best tools in the world for generating online reviews and still not be consistently generating as many five-star reviews as you should be. It absolutely can and does happen, and we'll cover some of the things that might go wrong that cause that to happen and how we can course correct, right? Because you especially don't want to be paying for that kind of software and that valuable, powerful software and then really not be implementing it. How to tap into the power of multi-channel communication. So email, SMS, physical to increase your review count. So not just one method, not just potentially one follow-up email saying, hey, are you satisfied with your paint job? We would really appreciate a review on Google. I mean, that's still something, right? It's still more than a lot of companies do, but there can definitely be a more holistic approach. It kind of goes back to episode one in terms of marketing, when we really focused on that sort of omnipresent sense of communication with the customer, not to the point of being obnoxious. You know, you're not a stalker painting company or something, but really just sort of hitting them from different angles. Different people communicate different ways. And so in a polite, respectful manner, kind of targeting your prospects and your customers in various methods. Online reviews, so they're a team sport, right? So a lot of this also comes down to, and again, the bigger you are as a company, the more important this is to having your team trained and the kind of culture that promotes reviews, or that promotes asking for reviews, generating the reviews, that rewards the painters who consistently are able to lock in the five-star reviews for your company. And this is largely cultural driven. We actually have some ideas and some things that we do to help with this and drive this. So we'll kind of take a deeper dive into this, but really focusing on making sure the whole team is aligned, and whether you do daily huddles or weekly huddles or monthly meetings or however you kind of run your strategy sessions and team meetings, you know, making this an integral part of that. Why you must acknowledge and respond to all reviews. So it's, you know, some companies don't respond to any reviews, which is obviously not good. And then I think a lot of us kind of think, okay, if it's a bad review, you know, if someone leaves us a 1 or 2 star, even really a 3 star, it's technically a bad review, that we should respond to that in a professional manner, right? Maybe address what happened, reach out to the customer offline, give them a call, see whether there's some sort of communication error or some, you know, what happened and how can you make it right, right? Maybe try to get that review removed, or at the very least, if you can't get it removed, then show the world that you're responding in a polite, professional manner to the review. Like, hey, Mr. Jones, you know, I'm so sorry that happened to you, X, Y, or Z occurred. We have gone ahead and refunded you, whatever your professional response is, just to make sure that everyone sees, okay, you know, no company's perfect, but they really go out of their way to make things right. So I think a lot of us know that you should be doing that. But for the neutral and the positive reviews, so those 4-star reviews, 3 and 4, and then the 5-star reviews, you want to respond to those as well. Because when people are looking at the reviews, it really says something if every single one of them is being responded to in a professional manner, in a courteous manner, and you know, for the 5-star reviews, in a grateful manner from the painting company. It shows this company's on top of it. You know, they don't paint your house, walk away, and not care anymore. They stay engaged with customers even after the job's complete. And it shows a certain level of professionalism and care that can really help you stand out from your peers. So we'll kind of take a deeper dive into how to respond to every single review and the importance of that and some mechanisms for getting that done. And then also we'll touch on near the end, you know, how to have this taken care of for you completely. So we do provide a turnkey solution, allowing you to focus on running your business and not having the stresses of having to make sure that you're responding to every single review on every single platform. So there are a lot of platforms now. So who am I? Why should you listen to me? So prior to Painter Marketing Pros, I've run several other companies. I initially got into the marketing game. I had an auto detailing business. So I was inundated, as many of you are, with marketers, people offering to sell me SEO, you know, people going to run my ads for me, build my through my side, even though I already had a side. Eventually, I just decided I'm going to just learn it all on my own. For me, I kind of honestly shut down and just decided to learn it all. And I became very good at it and was able to grow my auto detailing business through my digital marketing efforts and then ultimately sell it. I'm an industry partner of the PCA. After I sold my detailing business, I then ran a generalist marketing agency. I worked with a lot of home service companies, painting companies in particular, and I found that I performed very well for them. I resonated, I enjoyed working with them, and I enjoyed the painting niche in particular. So that was how Painter Marketing Pros was born. Painter Marketing Pros is industry specific. We work only with painting contractors, residential and commercial, generally small to mid commercial. Don't do a whole lot of industrial painting type marketing, but you know, really residential and commercial. And so we bring a level of industry expertise that really is unparalleled, that you don't get with the majority of the agencies that you are going to work with. You know, so that there's a lot of value to that. And then I'm nearing my completion of my book. I'm actually writing a book, Complete Guide to Internet Marketing for Painting Contractors. It should hopefully be done within the next 2 months. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, so pushing it off a little bit. And then we have a 100% US-based team, right? So again, it can be a little bit of a shady world, the marketing world, but we try to keep things very much above board and keep very much control of our company. So why is reputation management important? I think we all know the fact that you're watching, you know, an episode online kind of shows that you're in tune enough with the reality of today's world to know the importance of online marketing and online reputation management. Even if people find you, you know, obviously if people just are Googling for painting companies near them and you pop up, the first thing they're going to look at is the number of views you have and what is your star rating. Typically, the Google will be the first thing to look at. People tend to look at Yelp, they'll look at Angie's List, you know, they'll look at a variety of different things, but Google being number one. And even if their friend told them about you, potentially even if they've used you before, you know, if it's been 5 years or 10 years or they're repainting their house or business or potentially they moved, they might check, right? Because we rely on the advice of our friends. And when we don't have that to go off of, then we rely on the advice of typically strangers online. So online reviews and reputation, it can really make or break your company. You know, if you go on and you're seeing 136 five-star reviews and, you know, maybe a couple fours or threes in there, it's a real reviews. They're not all perfect five stars necessarily. That's pretty impressive. There's a lot of trust signals being generated there for prospects. Now, if you go on and you're a three or below, you know, you're 2.5 stars, that's a huge red flag. And it's going to have a massive impact on your conversion. So the people are going to be considering you and they're much more likely to convert to become a paying customer of yours if you have a reputation that really speaks to the quality of the company that you run, the quality of the service that you provide, the fact that you stand behind that service. And again, you being active in those reviews, actively engaged in those dialogues, not with canned responses, but with responses specific to each reviewer, goes a long way. And then another issue that companies will run into is if you don't manage this process, if you kind of, you know, one sort of mentality that a lot of painting companies will have is, well, I'm going to go do a good job. And that's enough, right? The customer, I'll do such a good job that they'll just leave me a review. A lot of times that doesn't happen. There needs to be some sort of mechanism, some sort of feedback mechanism, typically to prompt customers, even very satisfied customers, to leave you a review. But what you don't need to do much to prompt is people who are not satisfied, right? People who, for whatever reason, have a bone to pick with your company. And it might be totally unrelated to your actual company. Maybe they just had a bad day, you know, but they decide they're going to go on and leave you a one-star review. You don't need to prompt those people. They'll do it on their own. So you need to have a system in place to consistently be making sure you're fully capitalizing on all of the satisfied customers that you have to make sure that your true reputation, the true feedback loop that you have, that you know, is also being demonstrated online, right? And that other people who don't know your company, who don't know that you are an ethical company, can see that. So there are a lot of different tools available. There's Nearby Now, BirdEye, ReviewBuzz, Paulson. There are a bunch of different kinds of review tools that all sort of have their different pros and cons, but they all work tend to work pretty well. But you could be investing in all of these things, but still not driving enough reviews. And so if that's the case, then likely you come back to a scenario where probably you're not fully implementing the tools. So for example, a lot of these tools, they can send out review prompts via email, right? Via SMS, sometimes even via voice. And so you can get it through a variety of different mechanisms. And again, people, prospects, customers, they communicate differently, right? Different people communicate via different channels. Different people want to respond to reviews or type some on their phone, some on their computer, different ways. So you want to make sure that you're giving people the option. You know, you're not kind of just giving them one option. And then also it comes back to culture, you know, to team culture, company culture. If it's not something that's reviewed regularly, if it's not something that's celebrated with the team in terms of, you know, Bill, the painter, he got 18 five-star reviews last month. I mean, that's fantastic. But if Bill's not receiving that recognition, if that's not being noticed, then your painters aren't really going to be kind of driving toward that. So it's very possible to invest in this kind of software, even multiple pieces of software, sometimes over-investing in software, and still not be seeing the kinds of review generation that you should be. So where you fail is if you're not generating enough reviews, if your reputation, if when people are finding you on Google Maps, and you're not consistently having five-star reviews come in to your company, then essentially you're wasting other marketing dollars. Because if you're spending money on, let's say, billboards, or you're wrapping your vans, or maybe you're running Facebook ads or Google pay-per-click ads, or you know, you're investing in search engine optimization so you can kind of become that 100-pound gorilla in your service area, but then people are finding your reviews, if those reviews are not maximized, both in terms of quality and quantity, then you're losing prospects. The more reviews you have, the higher your rating, the higher your conversion rate will be. It's a key component to the funnel. It's absolutely imperative that you prioritize it. And it's literally just wasting money if you don't prioritize it. Conversion opportunities go out the window, and then you watch customers go to your competitors who are prioritizing their reviews. And maybe they don't even provide as good of a service. Maybe they overcharge. Maybe their work is somewhat sloppier. Their materials are not as premium as yours. But if their reviews are higher and their number of reviews are higher, you know, that speaks volumes online, right? For better or for worse. So the opportunity here is really to fully own your digital reputation. This is your report card of sorts to the world. The world doesn't know you. Unless they're a referral or they're repeat business, they don't know you. And the first way that they have to know you is your online reputation. So through you having all these reviews and being very highly rated, you've now positioned yourself as a clear winner, as the clear provider of choice in your area. And this is twofold, really. So what I've been talking about is when people find you, right? People are looking at your listing, let's say on Google Maps, and they see, you know, the stars. It's pretty easy to see it. And you see the little number next to it. And 32 reviews and 4.1. rating. Okay. It's okay. It's not fantastic. And then the one above you is 154 reviews and 4.8. Okay. So that person above you, that company above you, is most likely has caught that customer's eye, right? So we've been talking that prospect's eye. We've been talking about that. But there's another really key component to this, is that the number of reviews that you have and the quality of the reviews that you have actually plays an integral part, a really important part in Google's algorithm. So in terms of whether or not the customer finds you at all, and this goes back to search engine optimization, which we'll be covering in super depth in another workshop and episode. But if you have more reviews that are higher quality and you're getting them at a regular cadence, so they're coming in, you know, every week, every couple of weeks at a minimum, you're getting more and more reviews, then Google is going to know that you're an active, ethical company, that it's a big trust signal that you're sending to Google. And now when people search painter near me, painter Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tampa, best painter in Tampa, Florida, you're much more likely to show up. So to even have the opportunity for the prospect to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, you know, Joe's Painters, I think you're, yeah, I saw your reviews, I saw you online, how much for painting my whole house? Okay. So it's about showing up where customers are searching, because it's an integral part of the search engine optimization algorithm for Google. And then it's about converting when customers are actually looking at your company. And it's about leveraging the tools that you have. So if you're not kind of using any tools right now, if what you're doing is maybe you have a Google Sheet, you know, I hope it's at least on a computer, and you're calling up, you know, maybe you don't have a CRM that your company's running, maybe you're a younger company, and you're at least call them, right? At least call up the customers afterwards and ask for the Google review, ask for an AngieList review. I mean, there's so many different review platforms, and that's where these review tools can also really come into play, as it can kind of prompt for a variety of different platforms and can kind of feed them to different platforms. So it's not just one platform, but now you're kind of populating the whole web with your 5-star reviews, which is huge. But whatever you have, if you can afford some software to automate some of this stuff, some software to make sure you are fully capitalizing on satisfied customers, those are your best salespeople. A customer who is happy with the work that you just completed for them, that is your number one salesperson in your company. So make sure that you are using that salesperson. And then, you know, having your reputation speak for itself online. Again, you want people, I spoke about this in the workshop, kind of in depth, on the episode one workshop where we were talking about the 2021 internet marketing plan. But painting is really a want, right? It's a want, it's not a need, generally. And when I say that, I mean, if you're let's say you're a plumbing company and you do emergency, you know, plumbing repairs, and someone's pipe bursts in their house and 3 a.m. and it's flooding their house, it's flooding their bathroom, water's going everywhere, right? Maybe they don't know how to turn the water off or whatnot. So it's a pretty big emergency. At that point, that's a need, right? They need a plumber to come to their house right now. It's not a want, it is very much a need because their house is being destroyed. Or an electrician, and maybe there's faulty wiring, or you know, something where, or maybe their lights aren't working, right? And they're, you know, have to have lights in their house. Those are more needs. Electrician, you know, some of that stuff can also veer into the want category, but there are also a lot of needs based. With painting, generally, it is a want, which means it's also very largely ego-driven. Right, people want to remodel their house. People want to, you know, their house looks dated, or they bought a new house and they kind of want to make it look like their own. It is very much ego driven, and so the biggest kind of fear, you know, there are different fears for different industries. Everyone's always afraid of being ripped off and things like that. I think that kind of is standard across home service businesses. But with a plumber, I would say that being ripped off would be a pretty big fear, or you know, them just kind of, you know, installing piping that ends up bursting later or whatnot, right? Or an electrician, safety would probably be a concern, but again, also being ripped off if there's no sort of clear cost structure or clear timeline to the job. For painters, a lot of the fear is that they're going to feel silly, or they're going to feel stupid when you guys are done, because either you got paint on the floor and didn't clean it up, or the paint color, it wasn't done right. It wasn't done in a professional manner. Maybe a year later, the paint's flaking or chipping, or you know, the paint just, it wasn't applied evenly and dried weird, and then they look silly to their family, they look silly to their friends, they look, you know, silly to their in-laws, which I'm sure is a big thing for some people, and that's an ego thing. Whereas if you come in, again, this is kind of focused on residential painters for this example, and you paint their house and it looks fantastic, now they're a hero, right? Now their friends are coming over and they're having to get together. Wow, man, your house looks amazing. Do you remodel it? Oh, you repainted it? Well, what company did you use? Right now, you're kind of stroking that ego. So understanding, again, I would go back and watch the first episode. We could dive very big into customer avatar, you know, customer motivation. But if there's such a big divide there between feeling like a fool or feeling like a hero, obviously people are very much going to care about other customers' prior experiences. And so by leveraging the power of all this automation, of these systems, of having your reviews, be not just on Google, but spread across the web, 5 stars, or, you know, you really want to be 4.5 stars or above is really what you should be aiming for. You can become the 100-pound gorilla in your area. You want it to be, you know, someone Googles painter near me, and Bob's painting is 250. And some of you guys might already be past this. Some of you guys, this might be really far away. But 250, 5-star review, you know, 4.9-star, you know, rating. And then the next person is 28. You know, 28, and they have a 4.1-star rating. So you just, that's the kind of divide. If you can create that kind of divide, it's just massive. And it's not as hard to do as you would think. Okay. So online reviews very much matter. They're very much what people are basing their decisions off of. And these are some interesting statistics. So I think, you know, I had heard this one before. I've heard varying in the 80s to 90s. I've heard it kind of throughout the years. But 84% of people trust an online review as much as they do a personal recommendation, which to me, I think people sort of overly trust online reviews. But, you know, you work with what you have, right? If you don't know the company, you kind of have to trust the online reviews. And I don't think that statistic's really going to be shocking to anyone. I think we all understand the importance of that, and we know that generally people do look and trust those reviews. What's really interesting, is that 77% of consumers think that reviews more than 3 months old are not relevant. So that surprised me, right? It means that if you're not consistently generating those reviews, if you have only one or two or so within the last 3 months, and then prior to that, maybe your next one was 5 months ago, people are really not trusting that review anymore, which means you need to have mechanisms in place to consistently be generating 5-star reviews. And if you kind of think through the logic of that, why would, you know, we're the same company, maybe we've been around 30, 40, 50 years, what would it matter whether it's 6 months or 3 months or 2 months or a year? You know, people think there's turnover, whether there's a lot of turnover at your company or not. Maybe the painters who were there a year ago are no longer there, you know, or the project lead was there 6 months ago, he left. And so people really trust the recent reviews far more. They put much more weight on that, on those than the older reviews. You still obviously, you need the older reviews because you need to get those numbers up, right? The quantity and the quality. But what it means is that you need to have systems in place to consistently be generating reviews. Every satisfied customer you have, you should be trying to get a review. You should really aim for a 70% or more, if possible, but a 70% success rate in terms of your customers leading to 5-star reviews. And most of you guys are not even close to that 70%. And if you don't know what percentage of your customers are leaving you reviews, then I would definitely go back and use, comb through whatever CRM, customer relationship management software you're using, or if you're kind of doing it more manually, however you're doing it, go back and do try to figure out that data, because that's a key performance indicator. It's an important KPI, and you definitely need to know that. Google reviews are absolutely mission critical. This is a perfect example of here of why online reviews are important. So this is just near us, near Painter Marketing Pros. We're based in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is, I just searched Painter Tampa, Florida, right? And you see Presto Painting Services comes up as number one. And they have 221 reviews and a 4.9-star rating. So that's impressive. You Google that, and Mark's painting is doing pretty well too, but considerably farther behind. It has, is it 89 reviews and then a 4.6-star rating. And then you see there's a really big drop-off to then 12 reviews, the 5-star rating, but when the reviews are only at 12, people are much less likely to trust. They might think it's friends and family. And, you know, once you're at 50, 80, 100, 200, people are much more apt to trust the reviews at that point. But you can see Presto Painting Services is also ranked number one here, right? And it actually is going in order of most reviews to least. It's not always that clean, because there are also a lot of other factors that contribute to ranking. These are organic ranking results here. These are Google Map results. But they are important factors, and here they are playing into the, you know, the most reviews, and kind of the highest rating is rated on top, and then the next number of most reviews, and then a big drop to the 12 is ranked number three. So they are impacting your Google rankings, and 88%, this is another statistic that I think is pretty relevant, not overly surprising, but it is a little bit higher than I had thought that it was a couple years back. 88% of consumers look at online reviews. So 88% of your prospects are going to look at this statistic about you. That's something you definitely want to make sure that you make it look as good as possible. If you know that 9 out of 10 people who are considering hiring you as their painter are going to look at this one specific thing about you, you know, it's clearly very important, right? It is a major, major conversion factor, and it can make or break you, particularly early on. But the earlier you get the process dialed in, the earlier you get the software set up and running and get this all managed, you know, the sooner you look like a bigger company anyways. And if you are a big company and you're not doing it, you could be a behemoth. You know, if you're doing, there are some instances where some painting companies will do hundreds of jobs in a month and maybe they get 5 or 10 reviews. And then other companies do a fraction of what they do. Maybe they do 50 jobs in a month and they got an 80% of those people to leave. So they got 40 reviews. So don't sleep on this. You know, regardless of the size of your company, don't sleep on this. And so that is why, you know, controlling and managing your online reviews is critical to your growth. And I think, you know, for you guys, again, this being a recorded episode, we can't stop and have a round table now, but I want you guys to pause the video as you're watching and just think why. For you, I mean, we've talked about a lot of the obvious reasons, you know, that it makes you more likely to appear in searches for people who are likely to hire you online. It makes people more likely to hire you. But are there any other reasons or any sort of situational specific reasons or company specific reasons why managing your online reviews is critical to your growth based on where your company is, based on in terms of its life cycle, how long you've been around, where you're physically based, what your ambitions are for the next 12 months to 5 years. Give that some thought, because I think that'll be a great topic of discussion in the workshop in 2 weeks. So there are really 5 key principles around reputation management. And number one, most of you guys are pretty good at this already, and most of you guys already focus on this and know to focus on this. Number one is provide a world-class customer experience. So there's a lot to be said for the automation, for having the software in place, for asking for the reviews, you know, when you know customers are happy. And hopefully you always know customers are happy. You know, hopefully you're running that kind of business where generally every customer is satisfied. But make sure that in your company's culture, your technicians, you know, everyone is always trained to be ultra professional and provide that world-class experience. They're uniformed painters. They show up on time. They have drop cloths everywhere that they should. There's an efficient process for quality control of all the jobs. You know, everything's always picked up and cleaned up at the end of the day, at the end of the project, you know, depending on the project. And generally things are running kind of within time, you know, not ever really over budget. And if there are errors, you're making it right. But if you want to have a great reputation, start by running a great company. You know, I think it's a fairly straightforward point, but it's still one worth being said as the most important component to this. Because we're not into tricking people, right? We're not into making people think we run a great company when we don't. That's ultimately not going to work. You do need to run a great company. Number two is build the online reviews and reputation management into your company's culture. So here's where we get back to, you know, whether you're having daily, weekly huddles, monthly huddles, hopefully it's more frequently than monthly, you know, phone calls with the team once a week or daily in the morning, or however you kind of run that communication in your company, make reputation management, make your online reviews a key component. Obviously, a lot of you guys already have very strict quality controls and measure. You have very in place. You have very strict criteria for what you expect from a job, for what's going to be delivered to the customer. You have a clear process for, you know, how you're going to quote customers and bid on jobs and all that. Make sure that you are just as, if not more, dialed in for your online review requests, right? And again, coming at them from multiple angles. Another key component that you want to have is even if you adopt this technology, which I highly recommend that you do, don't just use technology. People still like to hold something. People still like that personal touch, that personal communication with the company. Have your painters have a card, right? Have a card with, you can have a QR code. There are a variety of different ways that you can do it using the different pieces of software. One way is a QR code and they kind of scan it. You can do links. You can do a lot of different ways of doing it, but have them hand the card and say, hey, you know, it was a real privilege doing business with you. It was a real privilege painting your home, painting your business. It would really help me a lot if you would be willing to leave us this review, and specifically if you would be willing to mention my name, right? And then make it kind of competitive as well, you know, in a fun way, not a cutthroat way, not a Wolf of Wall Street kind of way, but make it competitive in terms of rewarding painters. You know, the more painter, you know, highest online review generator, highest five star reviews per month is awarded X, Y, or Z. You know, kind of gamify this. Because that's how you can really loop this into the culture, as opposed to it being sort of a mundane task. Now the painters are really excited about it. It's something that they can actually benefit from and pride themselves on. You know, there's a lot that you can do there, and we will touch a little bit more on that near the end. Three is what you measure, inspect, and celebrate, you create more of, right? So what gets measured gets managed, and what gets celebrated gets done more of, gets repeated, gets kind of blown up. And so there's this tendency, especially I think for entrepreneurs and for business owners, you know, we kind of implement, we do, we learn, and we implement things. But number one is we're not always measuring and tracking the way we should. We don't always have our key performance indicators, our KPIs dialed in. We can't know off the top of our head, you know, what percentage of your customers leave reviews, what are your rankings on Google, on Angelus? You know, where are you, what's your online reputation like right now? How about on Yelp? And then what you celebrate, you know, again, being an entrepreneur, a business owner, we're constantly hard charging and moving forward and getting things done. But make sure you celebrate and reward your painters. Reward the people that you have on the front lines providing that customer service, you know, handing that card, asking face-to-face for that review. Reward that, make that a big part of your company's culture, and you'll see it pay dividends. Number four principles: leverage best in class tools to request reviews after every service call and ensure that you communicate using all channels. So again, these tools, they're powerful. So don't use them and don't buy them and be paying for them, but you're only using a tenth of what it can do, right? Capitalize on it. And different prospects, different customers, different people communicate different ways. You know, back a long time back, it was, you know, you can only communicate via phone and snail mail. You know, now snail mail, mail is what it used to be called. And then email came along, and that was everything. You know, you could send emails, and people, deliverability was high, and people tended to open other emails, and you know, there's a lot of email fatigue now, a lot of spam filtering, a lot of people ignoring things. And now SMS, you know, text messaging, is really kind of the best form of communication right now. A lot of these tools, these review management tools, have text messaging components included, meaning that you can send a text to your customer, to the job that was just completed, say, hey, you know, thanks so much. We really enjoyed working on your project. It would mean a lot to us if you could please do a review here. And then there's a link, and they can just click the link and it opens, and, you know, make sure that you've set up the software, because a lot of people will have Google as an app on their phone, and they might have Angie's List or Thumbtack as apps on their phone. So you need to make sure that you've set up these pieces of software, which are pretty much all programmed to do this, so that if they click, you know, leave this review on Google, you don't then make them have to sign into their Google account, and you're going to get a lot of drop through. People are going to just ultimately decide this isn't worth it to leave the review. But if you click it and it just opens up their app, which is already open on their phone, they're already logged in on their phone, you really want to reduce the friction. You want to reduce the friction, reduce the obstacles to the five-star review. And then physical is that card that the painter's going to hand. There's still something very powerful. I think, honestly, I think COVID has made it more powerful of that face-to-face communication. You know, people like to do business with people. We're social creatures, right? So handing them, knowing that Jerry's been out here, he's been leading the crew and they did a fantastic job over the past week. And he looked me in the eye and he said, thanks so much for the opportunity to serve you. It really mean a lot to my company and to me, if you could leave us this review. That's powerful. So don't sleep on that. And then Jerry's also taking a sense of ownership in that, right? And Jerry's being rewarded at the end of the month for the number of reviews that he's able to generate. So it all comes back to that company culture, to that meeting, to making an integral part of your company's growth plan, right? And then acknowledge and respond to every review. It is not, responding to reviews is not an exercise in putting out fires. It is at times, and you will get bad reviews as you grow, and that just, it just is what it is. Whether someone had an issue at maybe the paint color wasn't what they thought it was, even though they insisted on that paint color, or, maybe someone showed up late one day and it was unavoidable. There was a huge accident. Maybe there's some sort of a trip fee that they got charged and they had a problem with that. Some people are going to find problems even if you do everything right. And some things are out of your control. So you do need to handle those in the most professional manner possible, of course. You need to do damage control. But those neutral reviews, like, yeah, you did a good job, overall satisfied. Or, Bob's painting was the best experience I've ever had with a home services company in my entire life. That's a pretty good review. Both of those, they need to be responded to and not with boilerplate. Don't use any sort of artificial intelligence to just draft these responses. A human needs to read them and respond to them. So, again, this is a recorded episode. Can't run through this exercise right now, but in 2 weeks, we'll be having the workshop. So pause it and kind of think, which one of those five principles that we just ran through can you or should you work on right now? So again, that number one is providing the world-class experience from the moment a customer finds you online, interacts with you through, ask for a quote, you provide a quote, and through the whole completion of the job, ultimately through the follow-up of the requesting the review, world-class experience. Building your online reviews and reputation management into your company's culture, into the painters' minds, making it a key part of their job. What you measure, inspect, and celebrate, you create more of. So understanding, knowing your KPIs, staying on top of those numbers, making it an integral part of the numbers that you review of sort of your goal planning, your strategy sessions for your business. Leveraging the best-in-class tools to request your reviews after every service call and ensure you communicate using all the channels. Again, that holistic, sort of omnipresent method of communication, not just handing them the card, not just sending them an email, but kind of attacking it from various ways. And that software, you can also, automatically have those methods of communication cease once they leave a review. So don't worry about you're going to keep bothering them. That's not how it works. And then acknowledging and responding to every review, just showing how on top of it, how much you care, right? That's really what it's about, how much you care. And showing that you are a company that follows through, that takes care of your customers even after you've completed the job, even after they're so happy. You're still taking care of them by acknowledging their review and responding to them personally. So which one of those can and should you work on? What do you think would make the biggest impact for your business? I would love if you could think about that. And if you attend the workshop, if you could bring it, that would be great. So capturing positive reviews. So again, this is that review that we kind of looked at previously. This is what it looks like. When it pops up in Google, that stands out. That 221, 4.9 stars. It's 9 out of 10 people are looking at that. Think about how powerful that is. You create a machine. You create a conversion machine. And ultimately, that's how you become that 100-pound gorilla in your market. That's how you become the company in your market. So the strategy for driving consistent reviews, make sure that you're leveraging tools to request a review after every service call. If right now what you're doing is using a Google Sheet or Excel sheet or a notebook and you're picking up the phone and calling, I applaud you. It's still a whole lot better than doing nothing. It's still a whole lot better than just saying, well, I'm going to do good work and people go out of their way to leave me a review, which is not going to happen as often as you'd like. but it is definitely inefficient, and you are definitely leaving reviews on the table, so to speak. You're not getting the number of five-star reviews that you could and should be getting. So leveraging the tools to make sure that you are effectively requesting the reviews, leaving the printed review card with your painter leaving it, hopefully has established some sort of relationship with the customer, training your techs to kind of plant the seed and deliver the world-class experience. Again, this sort of comes back to that ownership, right? If they have the card, if they're competing in a friendly competition, they can get perks and spiffs, maybe a vacation, maybe a $250 gift card, maybe different things like that. You know, it's a proven axiom. I'm a big, I like reading business books, I like reading philosophy books, constantly trying to grow. And one of the proven axioms throughout time, psychological, is that people are really more motivated by being recognized in front of their peers, being appreciated. People are driven more by that than they are money. So that's why a lot of times gift cards or, you know, a cruise or things like that tend to motivate salespeople and you know, in this case, painters to get reviews, and they tend to be far more motivating than offering the same prize, just offering the cash value of it, whether that's $250 or $500 or whatever it might be. By doing it, not only you're getting more reviews, not only you're getting better reviews, you're also have happier customers, because if the painters are trying to get good reviews, they're also going to be trying to make sure that they don't upset the customer, that they do a good job, that they're always professional, because that's their review right there. And then you're going to get more loyal employees. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm taking a whole family on a cruise next month because I won the review contest last month. You know, how many painters get opportunities like that? And so it can be kind of whatever you make it, but employee woes, you know, employee issues are a real thing. It's not what we're addressing today, but that's a beneficial side effect. It helps your business in every, really every which way. Another huge, a hugely helpful strategy here. So you send them a text, and you don't send it all at the same time. You kind of have it at different times, and the software is really easy. You know, all these different software, they work a little bit differently, but they all accomplish generally the same thing. But so you've got text message that goes out, you've got an email that goes out, potentially a couple, you've given them a card, your painter's handed it to them. You also want to call them. So call them and say, hey, you know, Bill, we just got done painting your house yesterday. This is, you know, Stacy, have your office manager or dispatcher, whoever's going to conduct that for you, have them make that call. You know, this is Stacy with Jones Plumbing. Or Jones Painting, and I just wanted to make sure, you know, I wanted to ask you, how was your experience? Are you happy with the paint job that we did? Is, you know, are you overall satisfied? You are, okay. Well, fantastic. Well, I know Jerry handed you a card. Can you leave us a review? Would you mind just looking at that for me? I can actually just walk you through the process right now if that works for you, right? And a lot of customers will just do it. They'll just do it right then, and they're happy to do it. If you've done a good job and you've delivered that world-class experience and your painters were professional the whole time, the customer's happy, that's the time to get the review. If you kind of sit on it and they haven't left it, there's a really good chance that you're not going to end up getting it, because they might try to log in, or, you know, we all have a lot going on. None of us, you know, we oftentimes have the best intentions. Well, I had a really great experience with that company, I'm definitely going to leave them a review, and then it just falls through the cracks because of other things. So if you call them on the phone, you're very polite. And, you know, it's just a follow-up, whether, you know, some of you guys call it like happy call or customer follow-up, however you sort of refer to that call, which I would definitely recommend having something like that in your process. You have that call and then just say, hey, you know, if you take out that card, there's a link that you can scan and QR code there. And yeah, I can just walk it. It's very simple. It should take under 1 minute or under 2 minutes. A lot of times you'll get the review right then. So definitely a powerful feedback mechanism, a powerful method to loop into all the other ways that you're going to request those positive reviews. Building the reviews and recognition into your company culture. So again, making it, you know, you really want to have a customer-centric culture in general, right? I mean, that's really what you need to have, is a customer-obsessed, customer-centric culture, and reviews naturally play into that. And then leveraging the email, SMS, and making sure that your technology, that whatever you know, whether it's Nearby Now or whatever you're using, making sure you've set it up in a way that whatever apps, whatever relevant applications the customers have on their phone already automatically are linked and they open. Because again, you want to reduce that friction and make this as easy as possible for you to get those 5-star reviews. And ultimately, you want to have this linked to your CRM. So I'm going to speak here to the companies that have a CRM. If you don't have a CRM, I highly recommend you get one. HubSpot, you know, you could start with HubSpot. They have a free version of a CRM, and it's pretty good for being free. There are a lot of different options, and we can definitely take deep dives into CRM in the workshop in 2 weeks. But you definitely want a CRM, even if you're small. I highly encourage you to get one. And then you can automate it, so you want to link it to all these things. So what we find some painting companies do is they'll go on and kind of manually send it, you know, send out the request, the review buzz, or whatever they're using. And that's okay, but again, things are going to fall through the cracks. It's not, you're probably going to end up sending it through one channel. You'll probably forget at times. It's not always going to be sent at the same interval or same cadence. You know, there are a lot of times there won't be follow-up. So you really want to set up these automations, because the more you can automate, you know, in a really professional manner that still looks personalized, then the more efficient and effective your company will be at capturing these reviews. So make sure you're putting a system in place to make sure every review gets tracked and measured. So you need to know where the review came from. You need to understand, you know, what, how it was generated. Was it through the SMS message? Was it through email? Did they scan the card that your painter gave them? How ultimately was that review measured? Was the review positive or negative? What kind of job was it? You need to have all those KPIs dialed in. Task someone on your team with responding to every review. So there are a variety of ways that you can handle this. You can outsource this. We provide this service. You can have your office manager or your dispatcher, that be part of their job role. You can even hire a virtual assistant and they do that. But you need to have someone responding to every review. And then really formulating a strategy for professionally addressing and dealing with negative reviews, right? Those are fires that need to be put out immediately. I highly recommend that you call those customers ASAP, get them on the phone. You know, ultimately your goal is really to get that review removed if possible by making it right, not by saying, hey, take your review down, you know, by making it right. But dealing with that, you know, some way, and having those soft skills too. That those are delicate situations that need to be handled the right way. So here's an example of a great review response. So again, it goes back to that company in Tampa. So Courtney said, Presto did an amazing job on our home. They were patient and kind while I took forever to choose my color. I could not be happier with the outcome. Professional and friendly, the crew was wonderful. I highly recommend this company and will absolutely use them again. So that is a fantastic, highly personalized review. Right? That is not just they did a good job. There's a lot of detail. There's a lot of meat in that review, right? So let's look at this response from here. Courtney, it's not always fun or easy to choose paint colors, but it all worked out. Thank you so much for choosing us for your painting needs. It's short. It's simple. It's highly personalized. That is a fantastic, fantastic review. It shows that they read the review. It shows that they understand what happened. You know, they're having a dialogue, having a fun dialogue, a professional dialogue, kind of in the open square here, right? Ron could have just not responded to that review and it would still be a great review. But how much better does that look when he responded, when he personalized it? He didn't just say, thank you for the great review. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Those are great things to say, but personalize it. Take it to a different level, especially for something, you know, for a review like this that provides so much depth. You know, people are visual, kind of have a story in my mind. I can see her choosing those colors now. I can see myself. Yeah, I think, man, I would probably struggle choosing colors too and how to match them all. And well, this company would work with me on that. That's great to know. You know, you build this story, this dialogue in prospects' minds. So reply to every review, even the positive ones, personalize your review. And ultimately, this is a fantastic way to attract your prospects. Make sure that every review you're trying to respond really same day. When they leave a review, you really want to do your best to respond same day. Here's another example of what this would look like. So Jerry and team were incredible. They were professional, attentive, and listened to my needs. I have my dream house, right? By L. Bartlett, Lisa Bartlett. Thank you for your kind words as well as your business. So that's somewhat generic, right? Thank you for your kind words as well as your business. You had a lot of great ideas, and we are proud to have helped you achieve your dream house. So there's playing on, they listen to my needs, and I have my dream house. You had a lot of great ideas, and we're happy to have helped you. It's simple. It's not difficult, but it shows, it's showing that you care. It's showing that the painting company cares even after the job's done, even after it's done well, and the customer's happy. The company's so customer focused, so customer obsessed, that they're still going to reply and follow up and continue to maintain that relationship. And ultimately, this is a fantastic way too of increasing your number of referrals, right? And she's more likely to use this company again in the future because of that response. People who are looking at it are more likely to view because it's to use the company because it's viewed as a responsive company that cares. And she's more likely to refer her friends now because she feels well cared for even after the job. So it's very powerful. So I want you guys to kind of evaluate for your own company where, you know, how good of a job do you do with this currently? You know, most likely it's somewhere in between perfect and, you know, don't care at all. You know, I hope it's not don't care at all. If you're watching this, it's not, because you do care. So hopefully it's somewhere kind of, you know, closer to the really dialed in range. But how good of a job are you doing with this? And, you know, would you potentially be interested in just having it done for you, right? And knowing that it's done the right way. So a service that we've recently rolled out is called Reputation Response, where we handle all of this for you, where we're monitoring all of your reviews. We're assisting, we set up all the automations so that after you complete a job, it's requested in all the different channels through really professional methods that leave you a review. And we have all the automation dialed in, we connect it with your CRM and handle all the back-end tech. And then ultimately we are responding on your behalf to every one of your reviews, good, bad, or negative, you know, or good, bad, or indifferent. You know, sometimes if it is a really bad review, we might need to get on a phone call and kind of figure out what happened. But ultimately it takes everything, just about everything off of your plate, knowing your online reputation is being managed the way that really you want it to be managed. And so what I do is we use software that monitors your reviews and reputations across the web, including in harder to, there are a lot of pieces of software that do this. A lot of them do not monitor Yelp and Angie's List and some of those harder logins. So we were able to monitor all those. That's a $350 per month value, that software. We will respond to every review on your behalf. So as opposed to you needing to task your office manager or the owner or the dispatcher, or figuring out how to hire a virtual assistant and having them do it for a set number of hours a day and making sure that they do a good job on it. We will take care of that for you. Every single one of your reviews, it's $500 a month value. We gamify it, so this part is cool. So we gamify the reputation management process and get your entire team involved. So we actually have it's like a huge board that you can put on the wall, and it essentially allows you to give points to your different painters for the number of reviews that they're generating and the kinds of reviews that they're generating. And ultimately you can award them at the end of the month, and it gamifies it. And it's really great for making it a central part of your culture and making it fun. We review the tracking of the tech rankings for the rewards. So we'll actually monitor that for you. So actually provide you the data in terms of what painters are getting what reviews. So you don't even need to monitor that. We're not going to write it on your board for you, but I think you can do that. And then we'll provide you this huge gamification board to put on your wall. So this is it's a $2,150 value when you add all these things together, and you can get started with it now with Reputation Response for just $497 per month. To get started, just go to paintermarketingpros.com/reputationresponse. Again, www, make sure you include the www.paintermarketingpros.com/reputationresponse, and you can get us monitoring all of your reviews. You know, everywhere that you're being commented on the web, we'll be on top of it. We will be responding to all of your reviews. We'll help you be generating all those 5-star reviews, and we will help you make it a central part of your team's culture by providing you a game board, so to speak, by providing you the rankings every single month, and by really coaching you about how to do this. But because this is a newer service for us, we do want to make sure that we get testimonials and kind of reward you guys for being the early adopters. So you can get started now. The first 10 people who join this are actually just are going to be able to pay just $97 for the first month. And that's using the promo code FIRST. So again, you go to www.paintermarketingpros.com/reputationresponse. There's a little promo code box. You type in FIRST, and it will knock your first month's price from $497 to $97. And there's a 100% money-back guarantee. So we offer it so that you, it de-risks it, right? So you make sure that you're satisfied with it. It's a new service, and we want to make sure that you're feeling that you're getting way more than your money's worth. You can always reach out to me directly, Brandon@PaintermarketingPros.com. You can give us a call, 1-800-813-4385, or you can go ahead and book a strategy session where we'll do an in-depth audit of your company at PaintermarketingPros.com/schedule. So thank you very much, and I look forward to speaking live with some of you in the workshop in 2 weeks.
Paint Ed podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and is made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.